With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, welcome back to Blue by 90. I am Justin, joined by Jack and Kaylin as always. We are on the Maize and Brew Network, and your Michigan Wolverines are 43-time Big Ten champions. How does that sound?
Let's fucking go!
Let's go, baby. Let's go. And once again, I apologize if you're sick of Pump It Up, but it's a sorry not sorry type of situation right now.
Yep. It's a movement.
So, I've got the hoodie on currently. These hoodies are so sick. So sick. You have to go cop one. We've got hoodies, crew necks, long sleeved t-shirts, all on the blueby90shop.com. And Jack, tell the people what they can get now after that big victory last night.
So right now, I don't know if anybody else has released anything because they weren't on top of it like we were, but You can get your Kings in the North Big Ten Championship apparel at blueby90shop.com. It is it's pretty great, if I do say so myself.
Designed by the one and only Jack Shield.
I do contribute some things to this.
We appreciate
whatever we want to call it.
Whatever this is. Whatever this is.
Yeah. Who are you guys?
Appreciate you contributing here. But wow, hell of a day in Indianapolis yesterday. I was there, which was just the whole city is an electric factory. I was like ready to move there. And the game hadn't even started yet. I literally said it six times to Jacqueline saying like, dude, we should move here. This is pretty sweet. But I mean, Lucas, first of all, it was 50 plus degrees and sunny yesterday. And I was like, when did we get to the like deep South that it's like actually nice out? It felt like, you know, it might as well have been 75 and sunny, but it was a beautiful day. And then the bar scene in Indy, if for anybody that was there and anybody that hasn't been there, obviously we know Michigan hasn't been there before, so this is the first time, but it was sweet. There is a whole stretch of bars right outside Lucas Oil, and by 1 o'clock, there was a line outside of every single bar that was about 50 people deep. It was so crazy. And it, I mean, Michigan travels, dude. It's just so fun to go on the road with Michigan fans, especially with the hype of this team right now.
So what bars did you go to?
So we went to the District Tap. We tried to get into the Slippery Noodle, but there was way too long of a line. Tried to get into Kilroy's, way too long of a line. And then we ended up at Brothers, which Brothers is like half in, half out. They have garage doors that they can open up, and they've got a whole outside thing that it was sweet. But they had a DJ going, like it was like Rick's at fucking 12, like midnight going to 2 a.m. But it was 7 hours straight. It was like it was a big booty mix for any of the Two Friends fans out there too. Like it was unreal, just playing banger after banger. And it made it in an incredible environment to be in all day leading up to the game.
How that sounds like an incredible marathon that you had to power through to make it into Lucas Oil.
Listen, not everybody can do this. Okay. You have to be a certain kind of athlete to be able to do
the type where of champions thing. Are made. Exactly. Champions are made in the bar.
The champions, there was a championship performance on the field, but there was also a championship performance by a lot of people at the bar yesterday too. So it was awesome. I was able to meet a ton of our followers too, which was really, really cool. So shout out to all the people that I met yesterday. Got to take some pictures and stuff, which was super fun. Jack, you know, the same situation as what we did at Ohio State when we took a picture with a follower. I'm like, everyone's given my fiance is like, you're not famous. Why are you taking pictures? What are you doing right now? I'm like, sorry, the people love it. They love Blue by 90, So
give the people what they want, man.
Exactly. So it was an awesome day though. I mean, Lucas Oil was electric factory as well. The first like couple plays, obviously we came out hot and it just was insane in there. So that was awesome. And then we'll get to the, we'll get to some analysis obviously. And then the post game celebrations and stuff here soon. But yeah, how did you guys, it was kind of weird because there was like never really a doubt, but how did you guys feel watching it yesterday?
Well, I know when we recorded before the game, I feel like we all were pretty comfortable mm-hmm. with like, how the outcome was going to look. And
it was almost so before you go on, sorry. It was almost like I was nervous because of how comfortable I was. Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. But I mean, then they win by 39 points. 5 touchdowns and some change. I mean, it was so I told you guys, and I don't remember if we said it on the last podcast or not, but I was at a holiday party watching the game. So I was kind of like back and forth between Flip Cup, horse race, all this other stuff.
Also championship performance to be able to do all that. Not everyone can juggle those things. And still tweeting. You're doing fantastic.
Creating artwork. It was a championship effort by me last night, if I do say so myself. Cheers. Wow. I'll cheers myself to
cheers.
That.
Cheers.
Yeah.
But I'm glad it was a blowout because then I didn't feel bad about kind of missing out on some of the game.
Right.
But from what I did watch, it was incredible. I was able to get hooked up to a Bluetooth speaker. I put on Pump It Up after every touchdown. It was an electric atmosphere in a Livonia basement. And yeah, this might be the best 8-day stretch of my life. Honestly, Michigan beats Ohio State. Michigan wins the Big Ten title. They're going to the college football playoff. And the Detroit Lions won a game today. Yeah. The Detroit Lions won a game. This is incredible. Incredible 8-day span for Michigan sports fans.
Yeah, I just watched it on TV. And I mean, I was just like, I was eating it up, right? I was like, oh man. I think you were right, Justin. Like, I was nervous about how comfortable I was. So watching, I was like, okay, I feel pretty good about this game. And then just like the progressive dominance throughout the whole game, I was like, okay, now I feel really, really good about this entire team.
What was weird though is, I mean, I looked back at the game kind of as we're, on the trip back today, we were talking about it. And it was like, all right, so if Iowa doesn't miss that field goal, and then if they don't, if they convert on that fourth down in the second quarter, I believe that was too, it could have been a 14-13 game possibly at halftime. And then it's a whole different ball game. So as dominant as they looked and as lopsided as the score was, the whole first half was not like, I mean, they Michigan dominated for two plays essentially, right? And then they stalled a lot in that second quarter. And so that's where in the stadium, it was, you know, unbelievable momentum right away, but then it really took the wind out of us for, you know, almost 2 hours, it felt like. And so, I don't know, it was great to see them come out in the second half then and really start pouring it on. And so I thought Cade had some struggles in that first half, but, you know, made up for it by some, with some good throws in the second half too.
Yeah. And dude, our tight ends played incredibly well. I think Eric Gall and Scooney had back-to-back one-handed grabs.
Yeah.
Those Scooney were unreal. Scooney down there, and Eric Gall just had a guy draped all over him, and he's like, boop, touchdown. Give me six. Crazy.
Oh, my God. And, I mean, going back to those first two plays, too, Donovan Edwards, is he our third string? I love Dan Villari, but Danny Dimes, you got to show us something, because Donovan Edwards just dropped a dime right on the money on that swing pass, you know, sweep throw, whatever you want to call it.
We have a Donnie Dimes.
Oh, I like that.
Donnie Dimes. I don't know. Our second and third string quarterbacks, not only are they fast, but they can throw just dimes. Donovan Edwards, incredible. J.J. McCarthy is the fastest man alive. But I don't know if you guys saw him running against the Blake Corum, but he like went past him, cut him off, made a block, and then Corum scores a touchdown. That's just incredible.
it was like a Rev Sunshine moment from Remember the Titans, dude, where he just like runs past him, taking people on.
Oh yeah.
That was awesome. I thought Corum was out like six different times from my perspective in the stadium. It looked like that. But then I watched the replay on the board. All of a sudden, I didn't realize JJ was blocking for him until after the fact. And in that replay, you just see JJ fly past Corum. And I'm like, who was that? What is going on?
We're gonna see some of that next year, maybe.
Maybe
if not the year after,
maybe.
Yeah, I was listening to Blake post game, and he was saying like, "Yeah, I've never seen that in my life." A QB out in front of me.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the cool thing about Michigan football right now is, and this is just talking about the play of the team. Last weekend, it was Hassan Haskins absolutely dominating. It was a one-man show essentially, right, for Michigan. Then the next following weekend, it's like every single person contributes in some different way, right? So that's what I love about this team right now is it's not – each week it's like somebody different is contributing and being that number one guy, right?
Spreading the love all around. That's why this team's in the spot that they are, right? It's not just two guys that are superstars, right? They've got playmakers everywhere, and everybody's – you know, putting out maximum effort, and they're getting their time to shine. It's so crazy. I don't know if we've talked about this before, but the energy of this team, it truly has transformed. It truly has transformed. This team is ridiculous. It's just it's a totally different feel. When you get Feinbaum on the Michigan train, there's something's going on. This is the year. This is the year.
Hey, you know what? They've achieved two out of the three goals, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and those are lofty goals, right? Yeah. So it's so fun to watch them too. I feel like you go back to last year and even, you know, the couple years prior, like it's been fun at times to watch Michigan football in the past 7 years, but never this fun. I've never felt this connected to a team and like, wow, I like these guys as people. I like them as players. The best part was, Kalen, you were talking about the post game interviews, you know, Cade's talking about Coach Harbaugh and how we give all credit to Coach Harbaugh. He's done this, he's done that. And then Coach Harbaugh, all he does is say, this is about the players. They've done this, they've done that. And so that is, that dynamic is just, it feels like something we've never seen before. And it just feels like, listen, I don't know if this is going to be a true turning of the tide for Michigan football and the Big Ten in general, but it feels like there's a lot to build on right now for the future.
Yeah. I mean, you're beating Ohio State handily after they were like jumped into the number two spot in the country. And then you just throttle Iowa, making them look like Northwestern in the Big Ten title game. I mean, that's absolute dominance. I mean, it'll be a true test, obviously, when they play Georgia, but you got to feel confident. You got to feel confident in that game. I won some money off that game last night with that Barstool bet I sent you guys.
Yeah.
I ended up, it was like plus 100, and I think it must have gone up to like plus like 700, 800, because wow. I ended up winning like $45. So I put 25 on Michigan to win the Natty.
Love that. What are their odds right now?
I think Michigan was plus 610. Okay. Georgia was like plus 120. Bama was, I think, like plus 300 or 400. And then Cincy, I think, was 1600.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's just it really just feels like they, 7 years in, they've clicked. You know, it's all come together. And there are definitely, I think there are times in sports where it only does click for 1 year. Right, you got that special group of guys. That might be the case because this group of guys is definitely special. But the thing is that you have these young guys also contributing and bought in, right? So they can set the standard for the following year and the following year. And so, you know, obviously our the season isn't over, which the best part about this is we get to watch Michigan football more. That's the best freaking part. Our season is not over. We got at least one more game, and it's not just a bowl game. It's the freaking college football playoff, guys.
Well, and the thing is, too, I didn't even think about this until somebody said it at work today. We're going through the holidays with Michigan, like, being the last game on a high note. So, like, our lives, like, you know, I know all of us, right? Like, our lives kind of revolve. Our happiness revolves around Michigan football. Sadly, and how they're doing.
Absolutely.
Sadly, yes. It's the truth, right? So we're going into the holidays happier than we've ever been in our entire lives. And then we could even be going into New Year's on an even higher high. Like, 2021 has kind of been a little bit shitty, obviously, because of COVID, but it could be the best year of our lives.
I mean,
it's going to be the best year of our lives.
It's wild because think about the fact of just what happened yesterday. If you would have told me at any point in the last 365 days that Michigan is going to win the Big Ten championship by 39 points, I'd be like, you're fucking crazy. You're off your rocker. Like, what simulation are we living in, right? What alternate reality? But you know what the other part is? I think that Michigan broke the simulation. It's over. Well, everything started to tumble as soon as they beat Ohio State. And now there's, I mean, I don't know. It's
Jim Harbaugh, the curse. Like, Jim Harbaugh is like Morpheus or something, and he found Neo. Right?
Exactly. Exactly. But to your point, Jack, too, like, how many straight years have we had to go into, you know, what, right after Thanksgiving and into the holidays, just like, you know, you got to go see your family, whether they're Michigan fans or Michigan State or Ohio State or anyone else. And it's like, you always have those couple people that you had to face, you know, and it's like, here, you know, yep, it happened again, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. This year, you can all walk into Christmas, head held high, grab a Truly, chug it, and say, hey, we're still playing. How about you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love it. Heather won't love it. They made a New Year's Six Bowl. Sparty made a New Year's Six Bowl. Good for them.
Good for them.
Good for them. I mean, you're not in the playoff, which, you know, whatever.
Right. I mean, I can't say the same. So it's hard for me to really relate to Michigan State right now because they're not in the playoff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what it was? It was a really nice thing for Michigan to do to let Michigan State wins, so they could make a New Year's Six Bowl. So let's give some claps for Michigan football. You know, they're good people. They're helping out their little brothers so they can make it into a New Year's Six game.
Very nice.
That's it's very, very generous of this team.
Yeah, and then you also you send Ohio State out to California for the holidays.
Yeah.
Right? That's just nice. That's nice people.
That's how you treat your rivals. That's how you treat your rivals.
Exactly.
Do it with class, okay? Take notes if there are any Buckeyes or Spartans living or out there. They're still alive in the world.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Hey, it's been a fun ride, man. It's been a hell of a ride. No matter what happens, here was my thought going into yesterday was Michigan still – I told you guys – I got heat from you guys about the disappointment comment last week, right? I said, mm-hmm. If Michigan doesn't win this game, it would be a disappointment. I think I probably worded it wrong. It would be a disappointing end of the season, not like a failure of a season.
Right.
But now I think that Michigan has won that game, I see everything else as gravy. Everything else is gravy. I 100% obviously want Michigan to win the national title. Mm-hmm. But I think now that as far as I look at it, and I think as on a national level, like if Michigan loses to Georgia, like, all right, it's Georgia, you know, like they have like 105 stars on their team. Right. So that's just how I'm looking at it. But also, dude, like, to me, I'm looking at this team, this Michigan team. I'm like, tell me why they can't win that game. Tell me what's their big weak spot. What's going to be the big issue? You know, Georgia's defense is unbelievable. Yes, 100%. But they got exposed on Saturday. And now I'm not going to say that Michigan's offense is Alabama's level, but it's pretty damn close, dude. That offense under Josh Gattis is fucking awesome right now. It is so fun to watch. They move the ball. They're creative. Josh, not only is Jim Harbaugh a different human being, Josh Gattis is a different human being right now too.
Yeah, and I agree with you. You know, Michigan's offense, they're not Alabama, because Alabama has Bryce Young, and Bryce Young is fucking insane. I love UK so much. You've done so well this season, but Bryce Young is just on another level. Like, he's not human. Right. He's not human. And obviously that plays a part, but I think if Michigan can do what they did against Iowa, pull out some trick plays like that and then keep them in the game. I mean, as long as we don't get shut out, then it's gravy. Cause if we get shut out, then Sparty can talk shit. As long as we don't get shut out, we're good.
I mean, there's also this idea of like momentum, right? And this team is just like kind of just heated up at the right time. They've got some really nice wins under their belt. And like, there's just something to be said for, you know, guys that literally give 100% every day, every play, you know, and like that feeling of like, hey man, we beat Ohio State and we're Big Ten champs. Like, we can do this, right? That's like that extra sprinkle of fairy dust that you need to like pull off something that's a little unexpected.
The confidence this team has right now they can achieve anything. I agree with you there.
Yeah. I definitely think that for the past, you know, 7 years or whatever you want to call it, decade, 15 years, whatever you want to call it, I don't think Michigan has actually thought that they could. We said this last week. They never thought that they truly could beat Ohio State, right? There was like some confidence, but in the back of their head, that's still there. Now you win that game, you know, for real against a legitimate Ohio State team, not mm-hmm. a 2011 team, not a 6-6 team. And then you go out and you win the Big Ten championship by absolutely dominating. You feel like, hey, bring anyone else on, right? We're not scared. I don't think this team is scared of anybody. And so that's where you got to, you know, talent is obviously a big factor in winning football games. We all know that. But as you said, Caitlin, that extra little factor is right now this team feels like, hey, we can take on anybody they throw at us. And so I feel like we'll talk. Let's talk about the how we got screwed in the college football playoff here in a second. But I feel like they're probably looking at that like, fuck it, dude. We had to play Georgia at some point. We're going to have to be the best. You got to beat the best. Bring it on. Let's go. We're one of the best, right?
Yeah, I'm with you. Fuck them.
Well,
I think we all expected that to happen, though, right? Like, they're not going to put Georgia-Bama as a rematch. That's why Bama's number one. But you're right. Yeah. If you want to win the Natty, you'd have to go through them either way. So it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, whatever, but I don't see the thing that pisses me off is that the college football playoff committee came out and said, like, yeah, it was unanimous that Bama was number one, and there really wasn't even a discussion. I'm like, what do you mean? Their resumes are very similar. I understand Bama beating Georgia on Saturday was the best win of the year by far. Right? Georgia didn't look like they could be touched until that day. I understand that part. But when you put what did Michigan do last week against Ohio State? Ohio State didn't look like they could get touched in the last 6 weeks of the year either. They were absolutely blowing everybody out. And then, you know, you also put their losses next to each other. Texas A&M at 8-4 versus MSU in the New Year's Six Bowl. Right? Like at sitting at 10-2. I mean, I just feel like maybe you, at the end of the day, you give it to Bama, but like for them to come out and say, yeah, there's really not a discussion and it was unanimous is like, hold on a second.
Yeah. I didn't realize that they came out and said that. That's interesting.
Well, they at least said, they definitely said it was unanimous. And from what I heard, it was like, yeah, there really like wasn't a ton of back and forth on it.
Yeah, that was the impression I got too. And I was equally as surprised because I was like, it's okay if that's what the, you know, decision you made was, but nobody had any sort of like objection at all. Right. You didn't even discuss it. That sounded strange.
Also, I just want to say Joey Galloway can suck it. I've never seen a true, like real analyst on ESPN so salty about Michigan beating Ohio State. He had them dropping down to 3 after you win the Big Ten championship by 39 points. Like, bro, first of all, the SEC, like, let's stop just sucking off the SEC. But like, oh my God, like you just be unbiased for 2 seconds. I know you're an Ohio State, bro, but like, come on, man. It was
what was his reasoning? Was his reasoning just because it was SEC?
Yeah, literally. It was like, yeah, Bama and Georgia looked like the best team. Michigan didn't. I mean, he was like, Michigan played an Iowa team that's been bad all year. It's like, and really, because they're 10-2 and we're number 2 in the nation at one point.
Yeah.
Like, and here are a couple other facts about Iowa. They haven't given up 30 points since 2018.
Wow.
And Michigan just spanked that ass and put 42 up on you. So there's that. And them, I don't think they had been what was the other stat about them scoring? I can't remember. Like, they hadn't been held to 3 or 0 in a long time either. But I understand that offense is obviously not clicking right now. We all know that. But I don't know if you guys remember about the last episode. My prediction was that they're going to get held to 7 or fewer points.
I don't remember that, but that's a good take. That was a good take.
Listen back. I said it.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, on that, in that same sentence, holy shit, Mike McDonald.
Jesus, dude. What a hire. What a pickup. All of these assistants that we got, just bringing that young. I know, you know, people are probably tired of hearing him, but bringing that young energy in, man, it's made clearly made a huge difference.
Dude, what does that say about some of those young guys in the NFL that you can just look at some like position coach and be like, oh yeah, here you go. You can have this guy.
It's awesome. We'll take it every time.
I mean, like, 100%. Yeah. It's been awesome to see him put together a great defense that has a solid foundation, but tweak it each week to game prep for that specific opponent. Obviously, I think let's think about it. You have to game plan for Ohio State, one of the most prolific, high energy, just ridiculous offenses of all time. And then the following week, you have to prepare for Iowa, who still has a huddle. Like, they literally line up in a huddle. Nobody even does that anymore. And they've got fullbacks with cowboy collars. Like, it's a team from the 1980s. You played basically the Chip Kelly Oregon, and then the next week you play Joe Paterno's Penn State team, and he game prepped for both of them perfectly.
Props to Jim. Happy for that guy. I've never seen him smile so much. I've never seen him smile so much, and it truly makes me happy.
Dude, Jim was on another freaking level, man. That post game celebration was awesome, and he's got to be, you know, we're talking about this is the best time of our lives. He's got to be 10 times that, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because did he ever win a Big Ten title as a player?
They had to have, right? Maybe.
I think they did.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the cool thing was looking up and seeing his name in the Ring of Honor at Lucas Oil Stadium for the Colts, too, which was really cool.
That's a good omen.
It is a good omen.
It's a lucky stadium for us. So hopefully we can return.
Undefeated in Indy.
I would not mind going back. I had a great time.
I would love to go down to Indy. Never
Why
been.
Didn't we think of like trying to make the Big Ten championship game before? Because that was like a lot of fun. We should have done that.
That was a good idea.
Now we know.
Now we know.
Let
the other teams test the water, see if it's cool, and then we'll finally, once they got it figured out, we'll go.
Yeah. Iowa fans, by the way, very nice. For the most part, they were all super nice. Also, legitimately crazy. Like, they are insane. We think we're diehards, but they are, like, absurd. And just, like, there's nothing else going on in their life other than Iowa football. Truly.
I loved that corn guy. The corn guy you put up on Twitter was incredible.
He had cleats on. Anybody that didn't see, go to our Twitter page and go back and look. This guy showed up to the bar with shoulder pads that, the Raiders or even Georgia had the guys with the spikes on their shoulder pads. Instead of spikes, he had cobs of corn.
That's incredible.
Full that and then cleats and all. It was amazing. They're certifiably insane. But a great time, I will say. They can pound back some Busch Lights. I did learn that 100%. The official drink of Iowa football is Busch Light. And if you try to give them anything else, they're very they don't like it.
So offended.
We're losing row right now.
Sorry, I coughed for you. I had to do it too. I felt a little myself. Tickle.
I got to take another swig of Truly here.
Mm-hmm. I should have grabbed one. Oh, drinking this bourbon too fast.
There you go.
Good thing I don't have to work the next 2 days.
There you go. I love it. Yeah, man. It was it was a hell of a weekend, hell of a 2 weeks. But like we said, hey, we're still playing. So. I mean, I want to ask you guys, like, where do we go from here? I said it last week. It was like people were like, hey, we beat Ohio State. What are you guys doing with Indy? Where's your tailgate? What are you doing? I'm like, we've never gotten this far. I have no idea.
We don't know what to do.
Again, we don't know what we're doing. What are you guys asking for here? Like, we have this master plan. Like, nobody thought in the craziest world that we'd be here right now. So
right, we were all hoping – for Michigan to beat Ohio State, but we never thought past what we would actually do if that happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God. It's funny. Cause I was talking to Heather about going to that Christmas party. Right. And she's like, we've been committed to this for like weeks. How are you going to say like, you might not go cause you want to watch the game? I'm like, well, I didn't know that Michigan was going to be in the Big Ten title game. You know, I didn't plan for this. I don't know what, you know, I don't know how to act here, but like, luckily it all worked out.
Now, Ro, did you see any stubborn Ohio State fans there who didn't want to sell their tickets?
There were definitely multiple Ohio State fans there. They did wear their gear, so I'll give them props for that. But I did talk my shit. I'll be honest. I was nice about it, but I definitely talked my shit to some Ohio State fans, which that felt good. That felt fucking good. I'm not going to lie. For me to have some smarky, you know, smart comment to them like, hey, what time's your game today? You know, it was just like, I've heard that comment 1,000 times. It's the most unoriginal comment ever. But I was just like, I'm going to say it to this guy.
But it always works and it always hurts.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah, that was awesome. I mean, there were a decent amount. It was, yeah. So that was surprising. But I'm looking up. So Harbaugh with the Big Ten championships. They did win it in 1986. 86, they won it. That was his senior year. tied with Ohio. I think they won it with Ohio State.
Okay, so it's first outright.
Yeah.
There you go.
So yeah, man. I mean, let's go back to that celebration though. I mean, Jim was cheesing from ear to ear, and these guys, I was right down there. I locked eyes with Joel and had my Pump It Up shirt on, and he was just gave me a big fist pump. It was awesome. But those guys were just living it up like it was the greatest moment, and it was really cool to see them all go crazy. I wanted to say too, there was a moment right away when they put the podium up there, and the first people on there, Joel Honigford, Brad Robbins, Andrew Vastardis, all Blue by 90 guests.
I was
like, holy shit, that is really cool that we are close with these guys and have a relationship. So shout out to all those guys, but that was sweet.
I tell you what, when Madison put up that, that story of Andrew, like kissing the trophy.
Yeah.
I may or may not have cried like a little baby. I may or may not have cried like a little baby. I'm like, that he deserves it, man. What a guy.
Totally deserves that. I think about all of these fifth year, sixth year seniors that come back, and it's like, you know, I understand what's going on with Bo Schembechler right now. So we don't have to like give him, you know, all the love, but like the whole those who stay thing still can hold true. Right. And it's just really cool to see these guys that went through, I mean, the shit last year, right? And for them to get it together, make the changes that they needed to make, and be able to hoist that trophy on Saturday was just such a fulfilling moment as a fan. And, you know, obviously we're tight with some of these guys, but like I can only imagine what they're thinking and like how gratifying that is for them.
Oh my God. I mean, imagine the high that they're on right now, right? It's like you beat Ohio State for the first time in 10 years. Then after being like dominated and people talking shit constantly, right? So you have that huge high right there. Then you win a Big Ten title, blowing out the other team, that high right there. Then you're in the college football playoff. I mean, the adrenaline rush for these guys is just must be nonstop. Like it must be like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like it's like they're just on constant ecstasy for like the next 30 days.
Right. I don't know how
they play good on it. So
yeah, they do. They definitely still had energy, which we were all worried about, right? Like,
yeah,
we were worried about like, all right, how do you do it this after the emotions of the Ohio State game? But they played with energy from the get-go, and it was awesome to see. So yeah, man, it was just awesome for them to see them actually like hoist that trophy. And that moment that Jim actually like put it up to the sky and confetti fell on us, I was just like in heaven. There's a There are a couple pictures of me that I'm just like looking up at the sky and just soaking it all in. Like I'm talking about this like I'm like I am Jim Harbaugh. Like I did this all myself. But it just feels like for us Michigan fans, I know there are a lot of you out there listening that feel the same. Like we've all went through this shit for a long time too. We've ride or died with this team. And now like we finally have this chance to like say, hey, that's our team. My team won it. And it's a pretty damn good feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how much more we can say, but it's great to talk about. And it's great to just constantly relive. I can do this forever.
It feels great. And now there's a few games that I can watch on BTN Rewind.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yep.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, the nice thing is that we've got a couple weeks to unreal. Now we can like take a breath at least. I'm like, first of all, what the hell am I going to do next Saturday? There's not a Michigan football game, but they're still playing. So I'm going to be involved somehow. I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. I might, you know, take a trip to Home Depot, make a whole day out of it. I don't know.
should we just throw a tailgate?
Let's tailgate instead. I mean, why not? Keep the tailgate rolling. But we're going to have some very, very special guests on next week. So we are very excited about that. Stay tuned with us here. We're going to keep doing a couple podcasts a week through this entire month of December leading up to New Year's Eve, baby. Here we are. Oh, New Year's Eve. We're going to be able to maybe watch the ball drop after Michigan wins. So incredible. It's going to be a fun month. And you know what? We'll also talk Michigan basketball too. They played really well on Saturday too, which was great to see after what we've seen so far this year. So, hey man, it's going to be a fun December for sure. And we'll have a lot of stuff coming out for you guys. Like Jack said, we'll have plenty of gear to come out because I know I'm ready myself to just like wear everything, buy every new shirt that's out there, whether it's ours or somebody else's. I'm like, I need to rock that. So we'll, you know, like I said, we've got our Pump It Up shirts. We've got the Kings in the North shirts on blueby90shop.com right now. Go check it out and get your order in. And yeah, man, we will, we'll have a lot of content coming out here in the next few weeks as we roll up to the Orange Bowl. So with that being said, you can follow us at blueby90 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And we are on the Maize and Brew YouTube channel as well. Check us out there. Obviously check us out on their podcast network as well. Even check us out on their page. We're writing some articles too. So we've got some stuff coming out there too. So very exciting stuff. Hey, Big Ten champs, baby. We can say that. Let's go. Go blue.
Let's go. Go blue.
Go blue.